Hello guys, what is up? This is Chris, coming to you live from a lovely island of Cyprus. I want to welcome you to the Black Belt Ninjas podcast, having a black belt at everything you do. Today is Thursday, and on Thursdays we talk about spirituality, being in connection with your spiritual self, you know, finding your true purpose from life. But what does that really mean, you know? That's just words, it's just fancy words. It has to come from the inside, guys. I mean, you can listen to me how much you want. You know, you can listen to all the other gurus as much as you want. But the truth is, you know, all this, you know, spirituality, being okay with yourself, being happy, it all starts from within. It all starts from you. You can take all the influences from all these different people, including me and everybody else you listen to. But in the end, when it gets down to the point, it's all about you and what's in your head. That's everything. Your head, your thoughts impact everything in your life because you make everything with your thoughts. Some people know this as the law of attraction, and that's how it is. This thing exists. You make everything with your head. You want to have better relationships? If you start thinking about having better relationships, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have better relationships because you're going to feel better. You're going to anticipate better relationships, and you're going to look at people with a different eye, you know, because you already have a different preframe in your head. I believe that makes a lot of sense because however you approach a situation, that's what you're going to get from the situation. I mean, think about it. If you go to a test and you're like, I'm not going to do well, 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 I'm not going to do well. And then in another test, in the same test, you go the next day and you're like, I'm going to do well, I'm going to do well, I'm going to do well, I know I'm going to do well, I know I'm going to do well, there's no problem, I know I'm going to do well. On which test do you think you're going to do better? I think the latter is going to be better. And that's normal because you go into a situation with confidence. Confidence like breeds every action. Whenever you do something, if you're not confident, most chances are you will not do it. You won't be able to do it. With confidence, everything is just better, you know? When you're confident, you talk better, you walk better, you smile better. Everybody knows you are better. Because if you're not confident, you're not believing in yourself. And if you're not believing in yourself, how can you expect other people to believe in you for anything that's the matter, you know? So you see, I'm kind of connecting everything over here, you know, just putting together like really distant dots, you could say. Because that's how life is, you know, we have so many dots in our life. There's a dot called fitness, there's a dot called relationship, there's a dot called family, there's a dot called money, career, happiness, fulfillment. There's so many dots. And we put the dots and we connect the dots. Because we're in total control, guys. You cannot shift the burden on somebody else. I mean, for your life, for everything that you have right now, in every situation you are right fucking now, you are in control. You brought that upon yourself, whether you like it or not. Nobody said that the situation always has to be good or that you put yourself in a favorable spot, you know? That's hardly the case because most people fill themselves up with negative emotions and negative thoughts, which just don't bring good. How more simple can I say it? They just don't bring good vibes, don't bring good feelings. And if you're not having good feelings in your life, you're always going to be at a disadvantage. I mean, never ever, ever, ever will a situation be more beneficial if you're negative rather than positive. The situation will always be better when you're positive. So, I mean, why not do that? Always, I mean, there's no half empty, half full glass. It's a fucking glass. And I'm gonna fill it. Boom. If it gets empty, I'm gonna fill it again. What do you mean it's half empty? What do you mean it's half full? I see there's water over there I can even drink. And then I can fill it up again. I made it. I made the glass half empty. I wanna make the glass full again. Okay, then go make it. You know? Something like that. I don't even know if that made sense. I hope it did, guys. If it did make sense, please let me know in the comment section below. But yeah, you just have to start thinking positive. Start thinking positive and start giving the power to yourself. You gotta stop stripping yourself from the power, because you have all the power in the world. And as soon as you realize that, and you start practicing that, I mean, start living life in a sense that you have the ultimate power in your hands, the ultimate power of life, the ultimate power of creating anything that you want, it will reflect upon your actions. And it's not like you're going to feel it, but it's just going to reflect on your actions. It's going to happen because you think that way. And you become what you think about most of the time. It's true. If you think of yourself as somebody that cannot do much from life and probably a failure, chances are you'll be a failure. It's not 100% sure, but the probability is damn higher than being thinking like, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to have a happier life, I'm going to help people, I'm going to inspire, I'm going to be rich, I'm going to nada, 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 nada. So yeah, guys, take control. Assume control. Because you are in control. Your thoughts are in control. So make them good. Make it a good control. Make it a happy control. Make it a happy life. And remember, you only lose when you stop. This is Chris signing off.